that you have in front of you, commitment sheet. Big C, big C is a little big commitment. Little C is little commitment. Big commitments usually are determined by how long they are and how difficult they are. Little commitments is shorter, easier, lighter. Let's just, if you get off the top of your head, write down one from each category that either you're holding in or you want to be holding in. Okay, myself included.
What's the one or two different?
This is just slots, open slots. Okay, this is a big C.
That we are or want to?
Either one. Either you are holding in a commitment now, or you have on deck that you want to or you will be. Good. Okay. If you don't, let it sit, even if you don't, you know, it's not worked out exactly at this point. So let it sit, and hopefully, as we go, you'll come back to it, okay? The idea is just to have something on your head. Put something on the table now. So all this is not just theoretical, but it's actually brought down the mice. So how I got to this is because she asked me to, for the incentives, to go and speak to some of the furniture guys to get involved in the who's and what's. And the thing that kept coming up was commitment, right? Big C is big commitment, little C is little commitment. Okay, the idea of this paper here is not to lock you in, but just so for now, right now, we could be working on something that's the mindset, right? Like I told the guys before. So,
who chose the font?
My secretary. I'm going to be moving a little bit fast, a little bit hard, just because of the time constraint. So, what kept coming up as I'm speaking to the book room here is the commitment. That's what's kind of the stick in the mud over here. One more. Oh, sorry. The following ideas you guys have probably heard of, there's nothing new, the Chidushim, but just to put it down in a organized fashion so the next time, or the one community that you're working in now, you can strengthen, or the next time you have a stronger commitment, a more solid commitment, because that's the goal, is to always commit in a way that's strong and solid. So how do we do that? So, first thing is to know the game. Know the game, the playing field that you're holding. So, there's many decisions in life. You can choose which color tie you want to wear for Shabbos. You can choose what you want to have for dinner. Okay? You can choose where and when you'll be going to the store. Right? Those are choices. You make a decision, and it has to follow after that in action. Right? But that doesn't require commitment. Commitment means when there's some sort of resistance there. When you have to follow through. We're talking about when there's going to be it's a life choice. A life choice means that there might be a little bit of a leap there. There's going to be a difference in how you go about things, right? Whenever, if just planning a ski trip, for example, right? It's not that difficult, right? Necessarily, it's not like that much resistance. You have the time, you have the money, and you know where you want to go, so then you go, right? You know, it's not resistance. There's nothing fighting you there. That's where you need commitment. Commitment means that it's that integral piece that carries you through, sustains you from your decision all the way to the completion. So that's number one, is to know the game. And once you know that game, so that's almost half the battle. Because what I understand that commit means stepping into a new territory. So I know that I'm going to be tested. I know that there's going to be ups and downs. I know that there's going to be times where I have to readjust and rethink and plan and figure out exactly what went wrong and how to get around this, right? That's number one. Number two is that when you know it's something, it's going to take more power. It's going to take more strength. Because anything, any decision which is going to get you over the humps of life has to be strong, right? Deciding between lasagna and linguine doesn't need to be a strong decision. You don't need commitment because you're not overcoming anything really very difficult, right? So it has to come from a place of strength. Now, what's the difference between power and strength? Right? A muscle would be throughout the generations, the Crusaders and the Muslims, and they tried to force people to become religious, to convert to Judaism, right? They forced it. With their power, they threatened people and they scared people into it. It didn't last, right? But they're around for thousands of years. No force, strength. It's the strength within, that core strength, that's what sustains. So, where's that? Where is that place of strength? Where do we find? How do you get that? Where is it within us that you can tap into your strength and it's going to sustain you until all the way to the end? That's a terrible question. Got the question? We need something powerful. We need to be able to get to the end. Okay. Any commitment when you have on your paper, you should have ideas in your head of what you're committed to, what you've committed to. You need strength. You need power. Let's think of marriage as the classic example, right? In order to make it through, in order to sustain you, it has to be as strong, it has to come from a place of strength. So where is that? How do you get to it? So far, so good? Well, Marshall, if I would ask you, let's say if you have a 50-pound weight here, let's say this is a 50-pound weight, okay, how would you lift it up? To where you lift it, you can wrench it up with your back, right? Okay, so either you're going to pull your back, right? Or you could use your leverage, you could use your weight. How do you lift something up, right? That's the safe way or the dangerous way. So there's a way to lift something. If commitment is something heavy, something outside that you're going to change and buy into, so how do you lift it from a place of strength that you're not going to hurt yourself? You're not going to burn out. It's not going to come back and bite you. It's not going to break you. How do you lift, where's the strength? Good? Okay, so there's five reasons that gets us to first base. I've pulled my PowerPoint here. Here's the first four reasons. Okay. Take notes, so please. These are the first four reasons. Opus.
Okay. What are the reasons for?
The reasons are why you want to commit. Not put these closely sticky reasons, okay? So, for example, let's talk about ownership. So, let's say you sign up for a new phone policy, okay? And they guarantee that for their price, they're going to give you a certain amount of service, right? Do you hold them to their word? Why? Why should they keep their word? Why should they commit to their plan?
Because otherwise, you'll go somewhere else.
Okay, yeah, the concept, but ownership. Because they have a buy-in. It's theirs. They have a buy-in. It's their plan. It's their baby. It's their dream. So they're gonna fall through. Number two is passion. The ski trip will be one example with something you love. But let's say, for example, I'll give an example where I love hiking. So if there's a group, a hiking group, developing, but there's one condition that you have to go once a week. Okay? The group is a group meeting once a week, and you gotta go once a week. Is it hard for me? What? Probably not. What?
Hiking.
Yeah, if I love doing it, even though it's a commitment, I gotta be there. The group's meeting once a week, I gotta be there. Right? And that's the condition. It's not difficult. It's not difficult. Because I love it. Okay? Passion back. Number three is urgent. Urgency is perhaps maybe the strongest one. When something's urgent, so then you drop everything and you do it. For example, guy goes to the doctor with an infection, serious infection, let's say in his elbow, okay? The doctor says that either you take antibiotics 7 days a week, three times a day, or you're going to be hospitalized. Because a strong infection spreads fast, so you're going to run to the pharmacy. No problem, I'm going to take 7 days, three times a day. It's a commitment. You can't do anything for 7 days, three times a day. It's a lot, right? So, but is it hard? All of a sudden, it's set in your head. You know, you wake up, you lunch, dinner, no problem. Why? Because it's urgent. When something's urgent, it somehow hits you core that you're going to do it, no problem. The third thing is significant. And it's not the same thing as passion. Passion might be a little more emotional, but significant is something you understand the importance of it. You know, let's say you win a lottery ticket. The deal is you have to be at the lottery office at such and such a time, place, and that's your slot. If you miss that slot, you don't get the prize. So since it's important, that might also be urgent, but since it's important to you to win this lottery, to take the money home, so you're going to make sure you're there because it's important. Okay? So these are the four things that if you don't have these, you don't have any of them, you're not even on first base. You don't always have to have all of them, but you should at least have some of them. Significance and urgency are usually the strongest, but ownership with all. that's the one is, take a look at your commitment. If you guys just fill in, try to fill in, think of something that you're already in, that you're already doing, okay? And you ever hear someone say, you know, if you had to make a flight, you'd get up, right? Because what do they say? It's important, the flight is important, it's urgent because you don't want to miss the flight. You're excited to leave, you're passionate about leaving. Ownership is that you paid for the ticket already, right? It's got all four, so that's a good title. What?
It has to be all four?
It doesn't have to be all four. That's the strongest. Right. Strongest.
The strongest is all four. So
it's number five. Oh, so what's number five? I'm saying, we're good with all four?
Yeah. So ownership is when you own something, then you'll take care of it.
When you have ownership in it, it's your idea. Ownership is my idea. Either I buy it, I invest in it. That's called ownership, right? So that's the reason why you'll be committed to it. So this is what you want to check. You want to check, do I have any of these qualities, components, to make sure that I'm in the game. So far, so good. Any questions? No? Okay. Number five. The fifth reason, and the most difficult reason. The fifth reason is that there is no reason. Okay? So even though you've got four of these other four reasons, maybe you've got you into the ballpark, right? But at a certain point, you gotta let them go. At a certain point, you have to become unreasonable. There's no reasons. Unnegotiable. You see what that means? Let's say, you know, okay, so the guy hiking, right? He loves hiking, so he commits, I'm in, no problem, I'll be there every Sunday, no problem. I love it, I'm passionate about it, and it's important to me, right? And ownership, I got all the gack, I got the shoes, I got the walking stick, I got, you know, everything. He's got buy-in, right? But something comes up, something more just as urgent or just as important or maybe just as passionate about it comes up at the same time. What's going to happen? It's going to be a conflict. It's going to be a head-to-head conflict. So at a certain point, your reasons could fall apart. Right? And crack. And this is where people begin, their commitments begin to fall apart is because they hit a contradictory reason, right? Someone makes a better offer, whatever it is. But the thought of this is, this just gets you in the ballpark. This is not going to get you to the end of the day. You got to hold on to it also. Back to the classic example of marriage, right? I'm going to choose a certain young lady because I'm interested in her, but once I commit, it has nothing to do with that anymore. I'm committed, I'm in. There's no reason. It's unnegotiable. I'm finished. I'm to the end. On to the end. That's what unreasonable is. Unreasonable is not leaving any room for suffering. Right? Let's say you want to get up 15 minutes early. It's difficult. Okay, you know it's important to wake up early because you're dominating and you're going to have a good time and you'll feel more energized and, you know. But the alarm goes off. Just want to stay in bed, right? But if you've got the unreasonable component there, so it might also still be hard. I'm not saying it's going to be easy at this point. From this point on,
why can't you just go straight to unreasonable and say it's something that I need? I'll just be unreasonable. I'm going to do it.
Because usually you have to have a reason for doing something. People don't do things stop. The shema, even the shema, is a reason for doing it. But it's because the shema is important.
It's not reasonable something we don't want to do, but doing anyways.
Why is it important to do it?
What?
Why is it important?
You have to do it, but you don't want
to. You have to. Let's say you don't.
If something
will happen to you that you don't want, so what does that say about what you do want? If the consequence of not doing it is bad, that could be the reason. That could be their urgency. The urgency is that because I don't want to get kicked out of, you know, I don't want to lose my exclusive, I don't want to get lose this, my spot.
That's what unreasonable is?
No,
that's
urgency.
That's
reason.
What's unreasonable?
Unreasonable is that I'm beyond reason. In other words, whatever reason that got me to say, for example, I've committed to the past 2 weeks, me personally, okay? I've started a new commitment with my son. I learned once a week with my son on Sundays right before Cheder, okay? So the reasons are many. I have many reasons to do that, right? But at a certain point, it doesn't matter. I'm doing it. No matter what.
Even if the reasons go away.
What?
Even if the reasons go away.
Yep. Your reason's going. And of course, if there's something like, you know, there's a Leviathan, you have to go. Okay, I'm not talking about crazy reasons, but within the norm, okay, the range of norm, you know. Once you commit, that means there's no more reasons. It's unreasonable because any suffering, any move for suffering, that's already a downfall.
Why would I want to keep a commitment if there's no reason to mind?
No, I'm not saying forget these reasons. You always have these in your back pocket, but it's not enough. You have something, you have another motivating factor, another piece which is pulling you forward.
If I were to lose all those reasons.
You have this. You can't live in a vacuum. You cannot live in a vacuum. The human being needs.
This is significant.
What?
This is significant. Very important to do. It's very significant.
Right. Let's say something just as significant comes up. So what are you going to do?
Why should I do
A when I have B, which is just as important?
Because I committed to that.
There you go. But still, and if you weigh it like in a weighing machine, so then they're equal.
But the commitment adds.
So the commitment is because I committed. Because that's the reason. There is no reason. The reason is because there is a reason. I'm in. I'm doing it.
It's always based on those reasons.
That's what gets you in the ballpark.
Right.
That's what puts you in the direction and the thing that you're moving towards.
In the beginning, you have to sit down and think, okay, why do I want to do this? And once you have it, then you just forget about it and say, okay,
fine. Once, yeah, you're there's
saying, I have my reason, I don't need to think about it every day. That's what it is.
Sometimes stuff will come, you'll just ignore all those reasons. They say everything, you have to make it unreasonable. But even if you'll find reasons.
Oh, the reasons go against.
Let's say you have a passion to go hiking, but let's say you want to go somewhere else with other friends because you think they'll have a better time. But you're doing that because of all your reasons. You're significant, you own something, even though you apply that stuff or not, you make it unreasonable.
Right.
Just saying, yeah.
Right. I saw a story, just a clip of that story, of a guy, they're planning a birthday party for his daughter, his 5-year-old daughter, whatever. And the day came, and he got caught up in a business meeting, and that, depending on that meeting, was like a big deal was going to go through or not going to go through. And the time came, the time was approaching for the party. What was he going to do? Say, excuse me, I have to go and lose the deal? Or give up his daughter's? So that's an example where you, all of a sudden you're faced with like a face off. It's a hard call.
But that always comes back to your reason. If you lose your reason, then what's the purpose of the commitment for something?
If the reasons actually change, so then the factors change, right? But assuming that the reasons are staying the same, you committed, there's no, so then you committed.
See, I married someone, and later in life I find someone that I'd rather be married to.
It's too bad.
Why should I want to stay committed?
You already married her.
Now, because I'm reasonable, because you're original start. Let's say you go hiking, and then also you turn 65, you can't go hiking anymore, then you don't have a passport, you don't own it anymore, because you'll just retire from it. Like, all these reasons to fall out.
So, if I found a woman that had all those four reasons better than the one I had, then I should leave that woman, huh? No?
That's if your commitment is dependent on reasons. Then you cannot be very logical. One second here, it cost me, you know, $50, and it's 2 hours. And here, it cost me $10, and it's 1 hour. It's no brainer. But when you commit to something, that's the idea. Commitment like this, and commitment is this integral piece which gets you to the end. Okay, you cannot finish it, complete your decision, a major life. Well, that has to be a major life. Any life action decision without commitment. That's what I'm saying. Because there's always, the reasons are always going to change. They'll go up, they'll go down, you know, you have different moods, you know, just have, things happen. This is a hard piece to get over, but this is like, okay, so within this, there's the yes-no principle. Okay, yes, no means if you say yes to fleshix, so then you're saying no to nolix for the next 6 hours, right? You can't say yes and yes, because that's the way it works. And it's part of the wisdom of life is to recognize that that's the way it works. When you say yes, I'm committing to a certain amount of hours in the base midrash, that means I'm saying no to certain other things. And when those things come up, there's other no's that come up, face you. So for example, learning Christ's line, okay? So when I'm saying yes, I want to learn him with that time slot. So if my wife asks me, can you take the other one to God? No, I'm sorry, I can't. I committed. I'm saying no to everything else. If a phone call comes up that happens to be at that time, I'm saying no to everything else. By definition, when you commit to one thing, you're cutting out other stuff. Why? Because what's a decision? Decision is the same root word as decide, is pesticide, right? Pesticide means kill pests. Genocide is kill generations, kill people. Kill out that whole. What?
It's to kill the gene pool, to kill a group of a nation.
All right, there you go. When you say decide, is you are killing out all the other options. That's what it means. Right? But commitment is the clincher. Okay. What time is it? Sorry, I'm watching.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so on a practical note, so any commitment has to be clear, crisp, and nail it down. Okay, you can't commit to something that's blurry. You can't commit to something that you can't take this. You gotta get it. You know, wishes. I wish I had. You ever wish you had a wish sandwiches? You take two pieces of bread and you wish you had some meat. It's not a sandwich. You wish all you want. There ain't no sandwich. So you can't commit to something you wish is blurry. It's got to be something clear, crisp, action-oriented. It's defined. It's measurable, specific. Okay? So on that, you could say, I will do it. I will. I'm going to... Oh, here's a couple of things. I should. I can. These are all bad nishtainis. This is the wrong nusach. If you're saying this nusach in your head, when you commit, then you're in the wrong, you're playing the wrong game. It's not going to last. I could probably, I guess, I'll try. I think I can, maybe. Okay? Commitment is a tough choice. Alright, so the tough choice has got to be, it's got to be clear and, you know, nail it down. An example also of something which is doable. So, let's just do it a quick demonstration here. If someone want to do a demonstration for me? Okay, if you don't mind standing up. Just hold this cup out like this. Straight out. Okay. Can anybody tell me how heavy that cup is?
That's how long you hold
it. That's a famous word, okay? So everyone's going to guess, you know, 100 grams, 200 grams, whatever it is, and the guy's standing there. He feels it's getting heavier, because the longer you stand there, right, it's a half a cup. So the answer is, it's as heavy as long as you're holding it for. Same thing, that when you commit to something, okay, it's how hard is it? It might depend on how long you're going to be holding it for. So you got to be specific. It also depends on, dear kids, this little side point is how you hold it. If you hold it out like this, it's much more difficult. Okay? Whereas if you hold it closer in, that means it's a muscle. If you hold it away from yourself, then it's harder. If you hold it closer than you want it, right? If it means something to you, then it's easier. Okay? So when you commitment is it's doable, right? So let's just take an example, okay? You guys take a view. So my first one, my big commitment, past 2 weeks new for me, is learn with a Freelander 15 minutes a day. Okay? So that's specific. Well, actually, we learn a daf, we should go 15 minutes a day. See what I'm saying? It's specific, it's clear, it's measurable. So that's doable. That's within my realm. Okay, so take a few minutes now and just try to nail down one of your commitments as a practice.
This is a previous commitment.
You have one you have now. What do you know? Who is one? You need a pen? Okay, so if you haven't learned your father twice a day, now it could be your outcome is to have a warm, loving relationship. That's the outcome. Or perhaps it's to give him nachas. That might be another outcome. Or maybe it's to mechayev you, just to learn the Torah, or shas. Well, I don't know what your outcome is. You didn't tell me.
Well, those three could fall.
Okay, but the point is, it's a very good example where that's he's committing to his intention. What will he do? What can I do? Okay, now if you commit to something you can't do, so then it's probably not going to go, at least because that's called holding the water out for, you know. So you want to commit, your intention has to be in the positive too. I will lose weight, or you say, will be healthy, because you want to move towards something, okay? So that's when you want to, when you write your commitment.
So what would be intention towards the goal of weight more?
I will then. I will lose really.
Yeah, what's the alternative?
You're gonna set an alarm that's really annoying and you'll get out of bed and wake up.
By deciding.
Yeah, I'm going to sleep also is something that's an hour.
Right.
You decide.
How am I going to go to sleep? How am I going to do that? How am I going
to. No, it's a lot easier once you're awake to go to sleep than it is to wake up by yourself. You can't control. Well, some people could, but what's the
also
can't
now,
control
also now,
waking
I'm
up?
I'm going to say that I want to be asleep at 11. It's also.
No, you're saying I'm going to go to sleep every night by 11.
Okay, so I can give you ideas, we can all give you ideas, but you could say, you know, I will give myself 8 minutes to get dressed in the morning when I wake up. It's not getting up, but what you're doing is...
Waking up when?
What you're doing is your outcome is to have a more efficient wake up, get to diving time. That's the outcome, efficiently. But what you're committing to is your speed of getting dressed. So at a certain point, it'll take you 15 minutes, and then the day, you'll be out in 5 minutes. Okay.
Question.
Yes. So that's what real success is. If anybody tells you that success is the medal, right? This is really what defines success, because this is where you are. This is where you're holding. Right? You can't define yourself by here, because that's given all these intentions, doing all the actions, you'll end up there. Maybe. Probably. Good chances are. Right? If you go here.
If you do it.
That's why teams, why sports teams play sports, because they think everyone thinks they're going to win. No one's going to play if they think they're going to lose. But they assume that if we practice and we win and we plan and we this and that, we'll get to the end. Okay. We're moving pretty good here. Any questions? We have fun. 6 minutes.
Explained it perfectly well, didn't I ask?
Okay, so now we're going to we'll just intro to next tomorrow. You guys are comfortable?
You can't say I'll try.
No, try.
That doesn't mean that.
Let's watch this. I'll show you.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Could you please try to sit down?
Yeah. Trying
is
doing good.
Try. What's it? Did you try?
Trying
did you try? Yes or no? Did you try to sit down? No, you didn't.
No, she did.
I just did it.
You
just
tried. I will mean to see.
Now watch this. Could you please try to headstand against that wall?
No.
What? You could try, man. It probably won't happen.
Well, because what's the chat? As soon as you say I try, there's self-doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe not.
Okay.
When you just do it, yeah, it takes effort to sit down, right? Babies, when they learn how to walk, they don't try. They just perform the effort. They learn, they fall, they get up. There's no trying, right?
I'll try.
Try always says that maybe it's, I don't know, I'm not sure. So that's why you don't want to say that much, because you want to be in a safer place of strength, okay? So the next piece over here is that so you made your commitment, okay? And what happens when you make a commitment? It's sort of like flying a trapeze. You know what trapeze is? Is that the bars? They're holding on the bars and they let go and they do a flip and grab the next bar. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, that's called trapeze. So when you're committed, you've got your comfort zone, you get the way you're doing things, and now you want to move into something new, Right. It's going to require new skills. It might require more time. It might require more effort. Whatever it is, it's something which is, it's a new territory. Whether big or small, it's a new territory for you, right? So what happens is you've got to let go of the weight, the bar you're holding on, fly through the air, and catch them. That's right. That's scary. That's hard for people to do. That's why it's hard to commit, because it's this feeling of like, hey, can I do this? Am I going to grab it? Or am I just going to fall? Right? And smash. Okay, so this is where you need the next core power. What?
That's commitment. Trying to get the next bar is commitment.
Trying. No, that's like an illustration of the feeling of commitment.
The chops on your.
It's this feeling of letting go and flying, and you're not sure. Okay, can you catch it? Can you do it?
Mm-hmm. What? What's the term? Ownership, license, significance,
purchasing.
So there's times where, let's say your opus is fully intact, okay? It's important, it's urgent, it's passionate, your ownership, you're good, you're flying, you're doing good. But something else happens, you feel newish, you feel a little bit down, a little bit low that day. You lost energy, maybe someone said something to you, or you just overall you're having a hard day, right? So it's not that your opus changed, but just your overall energy is gone, right? You just can't, if commitment comes that much harder, what's going to push you through then? So you have to go a little bit deeper. You have to find, again, remember how to lift up that weight. If you lift it the wrong way, you strain yourself, you burn yourself out because it's the wrong muscle. You got to use balance, you got to use leverage. What's the even deeper? An even deeper way to commit to something that's going to take you through the hardest times when you're not even sure why I did this and why I committed and what am I doing and am I stupid and you feel like an idiot and what's going to pull you through that? That's for tomorrow. Right to show.
Tomorrow.
Aww.
Yeah, you want to hear it? Yeah.
No, I was like,